Begin the grind up, Mesechta's Megillah Daf Tes, begin the Menal, begin Tes Master, begin with the Gemara, Bishleim Taira. We understand Taira, you could have this problem, but it's supposed to be Targum, you wrote it Mikra, where do you have Targum in the Taira? Iki Yagara Sadusa, which with Lavan and Yaakov, which are Aramaic words, and it's supposed to be that not in Mikra. So he says, Rakash, now what's difficult is, but I'm Mimim Salahachi. So the Bryce is saying, if you do Targum, and it's supposed to be Targum, do Mikra, it's going to be, not going to be Thomas Yadayim. So, it doesn't have Kedusha say, but it sounds like it's going to be puzzle. Why would it become puzzle? Even if it was missing those three words, it wouldn't become invalidated. I mean, again, like the one says, get the Samachim and Sevetar is missing one whole parchment in Kodenboy. So you can't read from it. Now, Mashma, something Dafki Yiriyach is missing a whole sheet of Pasik Echaleb, one Pasik not. So what's the problem here that two words, you wrote the wrong type of words, even if it was missing, wouldn't be a problem. Now, B'tacha, Kuntras Loimer, Rashi pushes to explain the God of Tvei, it's worse, Keshu Kaisim Targum, when you write the Targum not the right way, Mekeshu Loi Nichtam Kalb, when it wasn't written at all. But that's a Deichik, because how could it be worse if it wasn't even there? But Yeshua says, what you can say is not the Hachalib Bo'elash Me'enu. The Gemara is only coming to teach us that with toys. It's a mistake. But Tzach like Yiyah, and that initially, once you go ahead and edit it. But you're right, after the fact, if it wasn't fixed, it will be kosher because it's not worse than missing those words which would not invalidate. To make Tzach to begin with the Gemara, it all depends regarding answering the contradiction, if it's kosher b'chaloshin or not. Come Megillah, come B'shah Svarim. But Megillah, it's only Ashuris, and B'shah Svarim, it's going to be kosher b'chaloshin. And that's what Amish was talking about. And that's the taste of Akasha difficult. Because the Hach Braisa, this Braisa that you're saying that by Megillah, it's not Akasha, but other Lashon, is Kaman Metukma. Who could this Braisa be like from the Tanoim that we had in the Mishnah? In other words, Lekir Shubim Gleil, Lekir Rabban. It's not like either one of the Tanoim, as Tais explains. Did Rabban, everything is like Rabban that they say in the Mishnah, only Tfil Mezuzas are not B'chaloshin, and you want to say Megillah is also not B'chaloshin, so we can have a little Mishnah Masin, so then they should have said in the Mishnah, Megillah got Tefillah Mezuzah. Should have said Megillah with Tefillah Mezuzah. Shein Nechtam Minal Ashuris. It's only written Ashuris. So it's not like Drabban, because then you should have said that. Ukrim Shem Gleil also like Metukma, because Shari Hu Matav Yavanis. He permits even Greek, and he was saying only Ashuris. And the Ainlam, don't say the Hani Milusha Svarim. Oh, that's only by other Svarim. The Bimek Subim Matav Shem Gleil, Yavan says Shem Gleil permits Greek. And Megillah, Moedish Zach Ashuris, but Megillah he agrees that it's only Kashur with Lashna Kredish. So to the end, it's not true. Because the hard peg sheni, we have in the second peg, the Bechasim and Alav, Amri, Rabbi Shmuel, both Rabbi Shmuel say, the Laz Yavon is Lachol Kasha. That Eben agrees that when you have for other people that speak another language, that even someone that's not Greek, but Rabbi Shmuel both say, that Greek is going to be valid for everyone. Masik and the Gemara concludes, who's that like? They know I'm a Kim Shem Gleil, they're selling Kim Shem Gleil, who says that, yeah, Greek is like Lashon HaKodesh, which is kosher for everyone. Masik and Ami Hossam, so to the Gemara concludes with a Kamash Malan, where it's coming to teach us, that been Megillah, Nami Ami Melsayah, that, oh, the Chedesh is that, just that they're saying the Halacha is also in the laws of Megillah. The Kim Shem Gleil permits Greek is also by the Megillah, same like he says by Sefer Torah. Well, that's difficult. We said that the Braisa says that it's only with Ashuri is by the Megillah has to be only Ashuri and not with Greek, so it can't be Rav Shmuel either the way Rav Shmuel explains. So this says about you have to say Shazam Ataris. You have to say that the one who's given the answer over here that's explaining at this point of the Gemara that the Brayz from the Megillah ain't Sebi Rav Shmuel Koi Kavasid Rav Shmuel. Come on, he does not hold Rav Shmuel is like a Rav Shmuel later on that they qualify Rav Shmuel Yevonis even by Megillah. No, he held that Rabbi Shem Gleil did not permit by the Megillah Yevonis and only with Lashna Kodesh. Because it says as their script, as their language, which is specifically only Ashuras. And Rabbi Shmuel, the Lekamon Tzrilu, whereas you have to Rabbi Shmuel later on that they hold, they would have to explain to resolve the contradiction of the Mishnah on the Braisa, that the Braisa is according to Behuda, that they didn't permit Greek only by Sefer Torah. As the Gemara tells us later, but they themselves held, like the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yehuda, and that all the Svarim were permitted in Greek, and the Megillah would be included in different there, even like Moshe Mimbil. The next says, also to begin with the Gemara, but Abashi Amar, he says, to resolve the contradiction, that the truth is, that Reb Shimon Gamliel that permits Greek is specifically by Sefer Torah. But this, that we say, it's not valid even by Greek, and for sure not all Lashonis, is by Shasram and Nevi'im Ksuvim, Rebbe Yehuda, and it's going like a Rebbe Yehuda. So this is our question. Now, there's a difficulty, according to what comes out from the words of Rav Ashi, that the Brayis is talking about Shasram, meaning Nevi'im Ksuvim, which sounds like that they have to be specifically Ashudi, which like the Brayis says, by Sefer B'dyoy. The difficulty is because the prayer called Kisvei, in Shabbos of Koftes Vavma, Bezamar of Ashi, Ashi himself says that you could save a Megillah from a fire on Shabbos, because its sanctity is like all kisser kaddish, which you save on Shabbos, and as some gesoyos have the word kiddetan, like l'nabraisam, amen svarim l'megillah. There's no difference between the sifrei Tanakh and a Megillah. And the svarim d'chnam mechalash, the only difference is that svarim can be written in all languages. The Megillah tzarech hashur, the sifrei b'dyay. And the Megillah has to be l'shon kaddish, with a scroll, and with ink. Now, it says to you, I'm so you see, the b'shas svarim, but that by other svarim, the mim and ksubim, loy tzarech hashur is b'sefer d'yay. You don't need to have Hebrew script, Sefer and Yoy. Now, if that's the case, and that's Rav Ashi saying the teaching over there. So Manila, Rav Ashi, Lemon, Rabbi Yehuda, so where did Rav Ashi get over here and also get to say according to Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees with the price of Shabbos, and he says that Svarim are the same, that, no, they also have to be Ashudas. Where does he get that he's Machma Matzah Kulai, that is so stringent and that he needs, that you also, you have to, all the Svarim need on a Sefer and Yoy? We don't find any time to disagree on that price of requiring that by Shas Svarim you have to have Sefer and Yoy. And Rebbe himself, he's only talking about Lashon over here, where he doesn't permit Greek, only by Sefer Torah, but by Shas Svarim that you need to have Yoy and Sefer. Where do you get that from? And that's the sense, what you can say is that Hidachal Kisvei, the Gemara and Shabbos over there, Mayri, that's talking about a specific halacha. Specifically regarding saving the scrolls, the holy writings from a fire. But he means to say, regarding saving from the fire, there's a difference between Svarim and the Megillah, how it's written. This is what the Brice is saying when it says this Imbein Svarim regarding saving, that is Bishar Svarim, but regarding other Svarim, Yesh Latzim, you should save them, even though they're written in all languages, and not specifically Ksava Shudi, rather all the Shainas. Why? Shari Yesh Behen Kam Hashem Eskalishim, because and the Svarim of Tanakh has many of Hashem's holy names. Oh, that's why Megillah Hashem Bashum Askar, but Megillah doesn't mention Hashem's name. That's actually why it's called the Hester. Megillah's Hester doesn't say God's name. Ein Latzila, you should not save it. Elam Kein Kesuba Kelchas, and it's written like the Halacha. But regarding reading, Rashi holds that Brisa, there's no difference between Megillah and Shatvarim. They're all not kosher unless it's written Ashudas. Whereas Vahach over here, Rashi said according to Behuda that Achech Tevend of Ashudas, Beseba Dibiyai, even by Shatvarim, my Lahach Shalikris Ben, that's too much to validate to read from it. Reading from it, yes, even Shas Svarim is not kosher until you write it Ashuras Beseva Ubadyai. Then the next test master, the beginning of the Gemara, Elikim Bada Bereshis. Tell the rank Bereshis Bada Elikim, they wrote Elikim Bada Bereshis. So Pesach and Rashi explains, Shem Kasa Bereshis Bada, because had they written Bereshis Bada, in the beginning, Bada Elikim, Hayom Bereshis Shem, where they would have said Bereshis, name of Hashem, name of a deity, like Bereshis was Bada Elikim, and Chas Svarim Shem Rashi, as if there's two dominions, this Bereshis, which made Elikim. So it says a question, but it's difficult. Bereshit is ancient. Bereshit is not a name of God. El Betchila just means in the beginning. They don't write Bereshit. They wrote the Greek word for beginning. So where are they getting this idea of thinking that it's a name of God that made another God, Chas V'Shalom? So it says, it nearly appears to me, no. The Greeks knew. If you're mentioning the creator, you for sure should mention the first word. If that's the case, either cause of Bereshit couldn't have they written Bereshit first, so then he would say, oh, Shnei Rishonim, it must be that there's two dominions, and that must be the first word is one creator, but Lakim Avashani, and Lakim is another one, and Bereshit was Bar Lakim. Therefore, they switched around and did Lakim Bar Bereshit. Begin with Digmal, Nasi Adam, that it carried them on that which carries people. Why? Why didn't he write Al-Khamar? Maybe he's going to tell them, your master, Moshe didn't have a horse or a camel, or not disgraceful. So he just avoided by writing Al-Naisi Adam, where he could think it means a camel. So next says, Master, then begin with the giving of Zatute, or Yishlach as Zatute B'nai Yisrael. Now, since the Bakasha is difficult, he's saying that they switched it, that you shouldn't say the word Nare, so you shouldn't say, oh, you sent your lowest people to be Mekab the Shechina. But Amalek Kazvaloi, then why didn't they write a word that actually says "Vishlach Hasatzila b'nei Yisrael" instead of "Zatute"? Because I've said something that's actually the words of the Gemara of the pasuk later on about "Tzile." Now, what should we do? That would mean a terminology of greatness. Why are you making up this new word of "Zatute"? So, says "Vishlach," what you can say is "Vishlach Rotz L'Shaka." They didn't want to lie. "Lakach Kassel is Zatute b'Mokam Nari." The reason why they use "Zatute" as a translation instead of the word "Nari" "B'Mokam Atzile" and also instead of "Atzile." Because the mashma lashing gedula, the words that could mean greatness, which they wanted him to think that's what the word meant. Kamezutel shayam, like the Mor b'Masir Dav Chavav says, like the overflow of the sea, and that's greatness, like the swamping of the waves, the big waves. O mashma nam lashna shpal also means terminology of lowering down. It means awesome, like the Gemara says over there. Ha'imah letzol charbi, a pasuk in Yeshayim Mem Dalad, zu bubble. That refers to bubble. Why? Shu zutel shalaylam, because what does it mean? Zutel shalaylam pirsh imkoi. It's the depth. Petachtisoi. And lower down is shvala, because it's lower down all the lands where everything comes down over there, because it gets pushed down to the lowest place. Because I mean, I'm Muslim, like the Muslim, Shabbos could be Gimel Beis. Hikar Negish Mabel, that's what's called Babel, called Mesi Mabel Ninurisham, because all the dead of the Mabel get emptied out over there, which that's from the word of Zatute. So they use that word because it's not really lying now, because really it also means Nari, which is the lowest, but it occurs to be read as the greater ones, and that's why they use that instead of using the word which the Pasuk itself used later on about Tzilei.